There it is. The Pies will play finals footy in 2020. A good game of footy here at the Gabba. 22 points the final margin in favour of the Pies. 10-8-68 to 6-10-46. Chance, the Pies have actually moved up to sixth after that result. They go past the Saints and the Dogs, as you call beautifully. The Pies will play finals footy in season 2020. Been a little bit up and down, but Simon Black, we've been waiting for them to hit their best, and they were tested all the way tonight against the Suns.
Yeah, they certainly were. You got a hand for the Suns. They really pushed the Pies hard. And to the Pies' credit, in that last quarter, when it was up for grabs, when the Suns really were coming, the Pies found a new gear, and they managed to obviously... wrestle to a pretty handy lead. Very impressive.
Sorry, Blackie, we'll just cut you off. Here is Jordan to go with Alistair Lynch, thanks to Fox Footy.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had a bit of an inconsistent season so far, and it was just good to get the job done when we needed it. So the boys should be high in confidence and looking forward to next week.
You look like you moved really well, and the finger was no problems.
No, it was all good. I was a bit nervous at the start there. A few times the ball hit it on the end, but all seems to be fine. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
How was Bucks at halftime? You were a bit slow out the gates, and the Suns put enormous pressure on you.
Yeah, definitely. I think they come out hard, winning all contested ball and clearances. So that was pretty much the focus, is getting the head over the ball and winning those one-on-ones.
There's always a lot of scrutiny on Mason Cox, and we'll talk about him today. What do you ask of him each day when he goes out there?
Yeah, well, he's a big man, so we don't ask too much. All we want him to do is make a contest, bring the ball to the front, because if we can be predictable like that, it makes it easier for us all forwards.
He had an outstanding game today. What about the big fella, big 7-footer, taking a bounce and kicking a goal on the run?
Yeah, I don't know if he should do that again, but it's an
great to see Adji Treloar back in the side with yourself and in great touch as well.
Yeah, Adji's really important. I think just his burst from stoppage is probably what we needed in that second half, and he definitely delivered it.
An outstanding game yourself. Well played, and exciting times ahead for Collingwood going into the finals. Well done.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Cheers.
If you could have scripted the perfect comeback for Jordan De Goey, Simon Black, it would have been to remain injury-free, to get some form. How about the stat line tonight? 4 goals, 2, 10 disposals, 7 score involvements, and gave one off to Mychek in the goal square.
Yeah, he looked fantastic. He looked sharp. His touch was great. The dewy conditions didn't seem to affect him, and he had great goal sense, as we know, as what he's renowned for. So he looked like he hasn't missed any footy at all, which is a fantastic... a great thing for the Pies fans out there, and obviously for the Collingwood Footy Club. Add in Treloar, leading possession getter on the ground tonight with 26 wow. touches. The side, I guess, coming in tonight, they probably had the most upside out of anyone in the comp, particularly maybe the 8, with players come back into the side. So their improvement is going to be greatly improved, I guess, over the coming weeks.
So Triple M Amy review, who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. And there'll be a dangerous team because, champs, this is one of those seasons where a team from outside the top four could snag a premiership, given apart from, say, the Power and the Lions, there's not a real home ground advantage in the finals.
In that third term, we had a real good close look at him here, where we are in the pocket here at the Gabba, and you look at their lineup and how they had it structured, and they're really dangerous. They get some dry footy, and it'll get drier as the season goes on and closer to finals. And Belinda Mellon's theory won't come into play. And just with clean use of the footy, with dangerous De Goey, just playing tall, playing small. If Mason Cox happens to get his hand on it, Mychek chips in. You got Elliott floating in as well. Real potent forward line. I like the look of the Pies. And, you know, there's a couple of teams that are susceptible ahead of them at the moment, and they could really rate it with any other team. At their best, at their very best tonight, and there were signs of that. So, look, I think Pies supporters should have a very exciting finals campaign to look forward to.
Yeah, not just to Goey, Blackie, to talk about in terms of the comeback tonight, but Adam Treloar was great in the midfield too, especially when the skipper was a little bit down in that first quarter.
Yeah, he was. He really got him going in that first half, Treloar, didn't he? He was really dynamic. He breaks the lines. He was the gun midfielder for the Pies in that first half in particular. So, absolutely. But just back on the Collingwood forward line, it's been really dysfunctional this year. It's been something that I've been spoken a lot about. their lack of connection between or with their entries inside 50 and the goey in, that they're a completely different dynamic. They really are. It takes pressure off Mason Cox. The goey adds value in the air at ground level. They're completely, different side up forward. So you can't understate just how valuable he is.
More of our Triple M Amy review coming up after this. Who covers Clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. The Pies by 22 points. Stick around because we've got the Maccas I'm loving at the moment. Clucky's 3-2-1, the Triple MVP award. And we'll preview what will be a huge round 18 of AFL footy with a number of teams still fighting for a spot in the top eight. The Pies aren't. They're in for the finals for 2020 with a 22-point win over the Suns tonight. The McDonald's Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M footy review. Amy.
Who covers Clangers?
Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Pies winning by 22 points. Their spot in the final secure. 10, 8, 68, 6, 10, 46. 22 points, the final margin. Scotty Pendlebury will hopefully hear from shortly. Eagled a couple of key Collingwood records tonight. Before that, let's jump into their rooms and hear them singing their song tonight. Yeah, a few tired bodies in there tonight. The Suns did not die wondering. We were thinking what sort of effort would we get from them tonight. Coming off a five-day break, nothing really in it in terms of ladder position for the Gold Coast Suns. But they played with pride tonight, Richard Champion, and they made it a real hard contest for Collingwood.
Yeah, they did. They had a couple of opportunities, and the Holman...
It sealed your spot in the eight for 2020. Welcome to you.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
It was a slow start for you personally. You didn't get near the footy early, but you got yourself revved up after that.
Yeah, it was quite dry for me personally in the first quarter, and it took me a little bit to get going. But, I think we started as a group pretty slow, and then after quarter time, we got our hands a bit dirty around the footy and evened up contest. We're just getting smacked around contest, and we couldn't pressure them. And then after quarter time, I think we corrected that a little bit better.
Well done on the record coming up this weekend or this Monday night. Pendle's been a great career. Enjoyed watching it. Just your forward setup's been a big talking point. Obviously, your scoring's been a big talking point through the year, but it looks like you're starting to settle on that forward setup with Cox and obviously De Goey back starring tonight.
Yeah, I think we looked a little bit better tonight. Obviously losing Geordie for 9 or 10 weeks obviously hurts you. You know, he's a match winner for us. And there's not many guys in the league, you know, probably him, Martin, are the two guys in the league that come to mind that, you know, forward of the footy can just legitimately win one-on-ones time and time again. So it was nice having Geordie back. I thought Coxie was outstanding, competed really well and got some reward for effort.
Scott, well done, mate. It's going to be a big week for you this week, breaking the captaincy record at Collingwood. And just on that thought, take us inside your own head in that first quarter where it's pretty rare for you, mate, to go a quarter without touching the agate. What are you thinking throughout that time with regards to your own form within a quarter and the leadership role you've got to perform as captain?
To be honest, I'd like to be touching it more than not touching it at all, but it doesn't really change my mindset. You know, as a midfielder, I'm just trying to hunt as many contests as I can get to, and I feel like if I do that for long enough, eventually it will turn and I can get going around the clearances. So it mightn't happen for me at the start of the game, but I think I've been around, played enough games to know you're going to have quiet quarters. You've just got to keep grinding it out, and when the boys look over at me, it's got to, I've got to be pretty even keel and make sure that I'm on task and worrying about what we need to do as a side.
Pendles, let me add my congratulations as well. I won't bring up the fact you didn't touch the footy in the first quarter. We'll move on. What difference does it make when you do have De Goey and Cox, particularly tonight in the form that he's in? Does that give you more impetus to go forward? Because at times the criticism is it's a bit slow and it's a bit around in circles. When you see that player forward of the ball, do you go more aggressively forward?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I think from clearance a couple of times tonight, we're able just to get it in deep, and Geordie finds himself in a one-on-one, and as I said before, he wins those more often than not. And then I thought him and Coxie worked really well, a little blocking for each other and crumbing, balls off each other. So I think especially the conditions as well. Nighttime up here, we're still getting used to. It's basically a game of wet weather footy, so we can get it in, try and lock it in our forward half, and give guys like Geordie, Mason, Checkers really good looks one-on-one.
What they were able to do tonight in that second half. Thanks to Fox Footy, they're the captain of the Collingwood Football Club there, Scott Pendlebury. Slow start, but worked his way into the game, maybe he'll work his way into Blackie's votes. 313 games he's played for Collingwood, equal now with Tony Shaw. Next week against DePauw, he'll break that. And most games captain for Collingwood, which he shares at the moment with his coach, Nathan Buckley, Richard Champion.
Yeah, he spoke really well, didn't he? And even after not touching into that first term, that's a great attitude to have. If I just keep getting to enough contests, it's going to turn. And it certainly did. He finished up with, I think Blackie said he had 18 touches tonight on the Triple M stat sheet. And who knows, may even scrape into a vote. He was very close to it. Really, really come into the game and was a really important asset for them as the game went on. So well done, Pendles. Never out of it and just uses the ball to perfection every time.
You feel like a Blackie, he senses the moment where he needs to insert himself into a game.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a superstar of the game, and you know he's going to come at some point. I really adored hearing his comments there about that, his maturity and just his focus on sticking to the task. And he really did. That second half, his game was enormous. He ended up with 7 clearances as well, and he was the one that started that 4-0 forward where Mason Cox kicked the goal. He marked it and ran the inside 50, the beauty goal he kicked. Pendles at that clearance, he initially stole it out of a Suns player and managed to get boot on ball and drive it forward. Those were some of the key moments in the game that really separated and set up the win for the Pies. And yeah, he was fantastic.
Well, you mentioned that Mason Cox goal. It was almost like it was happening in slow motion, and like Justin Madden when Sean Wren was giving chase at Waverley Park. Back in the 90s, it was Caleb Graham tonight who played the foil for our Maccas. I'm loving it moment. It happened at the 7th minute mark of the fourth quarter, and here's how we called it on Triple M Footy.
Treloar to Grundy, and now to Brown, who just pops it up towards half forward. Oh. Big Coxie takes a bounce, a big unit, has a shot on goal. Oi, Bagamese kicked it. The big unit's got two. And that's the play of the night so far. Watch him strut around the Gabba like he owns a joint. Oh, that's terrific.
Well, on a night where Jordan DeGoey kicked 4 goals, and they were all pretty special, champs, he did a good job, Mason Cox, yeah, to get out Maccas, I'm loving it moment, and had a really important game for them in the end.
Yeah, he did. Look, he was very influential in the end, and we mentioned, I think, mid-call that a couple of his marks and just a couple of his contested possessions to bring the ball to ground, even if he did not take the mark. No, he was really good, and the players read him well. Yeah, he caused a couple of goals with just his contested bringing it to the ground and a couple of guys sort of in the right spot, sort of front and centre there. So, look, I think he needed that game, to be honest. He'd just been a little bit hot and cold. We mentioned that just before the opener of the first bounce, and that'll give him a lot of confidence going into finals footy. So they got one game to go next week. It's next Monday night here at the Gabba against Port Adelaide. Really tough one, and against quality opposition like that, he needs to continue on that form.
Well, that's 3 matches in a row now he's actually kicked 2 goals. So in low-scoring games in a low-scoring season, they are like gold. And if he takes a couple of contested marks, as he did late, that's huge. For McDonald's, the Monopoly game at Maccas is back. Full terms, mcdonalds.com.au.
I mentioned earlier that Collingwood have probably got the most upside out of anyone in the finals in terms of improvement. Obviously, West Coast are without a lot of players as well. But the great thing, I think, tonight, being able to get 2 games into DeGoey and Treloar pre-finals, get their match fitness up to a reasonable level, and then that's just invaluable for them going forward. So really exciting times if you're a Pies supporter. I think they can really throw some spanner in the works come finals time, champs.
Now, what a huge round we've got of footy. Now, you mentioned the Eagles. They kick us off Thursday night against the Kangaroos. Their spot is already secure, West Coast in the 8. They could move up into the top 4 if the Cats lose or the Tigers lose and they have a win. Then the big one Friday night, Choice Hotels around the grounds. Book direct at choicehotels.com. Hotels across the country, the lowest prices guaranteed. Terms do apply. Saints against the Giants. Massive. Either team wins, then they are into the finals. The Giants would have to win by a decent margin, though, to get their percentage up.
Yeah, they do. But just the way they're playing, you wouldn't have much confidence, would you, if you're a Giants fan at the moment? They haven't been in great form at all. So that's a massive game, as you say, Tomo.
And then the Demons, the other team outside the 8 who can make it, they've got the Bombers on Saturday night, and the Demons are capable on their day of kicking a big score.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of real 50-50 contests there. that could go either way. It's just whoever brings it on the day, whoever brings the pressure. Pressure's the most important asset in a footy team these days. Collingwood proved that tonight against the Suns, who could have won that game. There's no doubt about it. The pressure they brought tonight, that won them the game, and that's what wins most games. Most teams have got a similar skill set. And, I mean, most of the players, you know, are pretty evenly matched. It's the pressure that's brought and executed the right way will probably win you the game.
Then on Sunday night, the Bulldogs' destiny is in their hands if they beat the Dockers. They play finals, but the Dockers have won two in a row, so they are no easy beats. And that game is in Cairns, and those matches in those kind of grounds are always a bit to kind of 50-50. Triple M MVP award, 3-2-1, Simon Black, what have you got?
Yeah, Tomo, so for the one vote, I've given it to Alex Sexton. He's the Suns player that's got a vote tonight. He kicked the three goals. He's very, very lively and kicked half their score in goals. So he got the one vote. Two votes, Adam Treloar, 26 touches, 12 contested and 5 tackles, 3 clearances as well. I just thought his drive and penetration, particularly in that first half, was a big reason for Collingwood being in the game. So he was terrific. Welcome back to him. And the other bloke who was back tonight was their superstar forward, Jordan Degowie. He gets my three votes, Tomo. He gets the 4 goals. Goals at a premium, as we know, in those shortened games, and he looked red hot. Just the 10 touches, but he was very instrumental in hitting the scoreboard when it mattered.
He was so, so dangerous, wasn't he, Chen?
Could have kicked 7. Mm. He kicked 4, goal 2, and gave one away from 12 metres out.
And missed the set shot from a free kick that he probably should have snaffled as well. That wasn't too far out from goal.
Yeah. Great return.
Yeah, incredible effort tonight from Jordan Degowie, and if he can keep that up, as you said, the Pies are really dangerous outside that top four. No real home ground advantage in the finals for most teams. And, he looked good tonight on a very, very dewy night. Great work from you tonight, champs.
Well done, mate.
We are back on Saturday night for the Lions and the Blues. Final chance for the Lions to tune up before the finals there. Simon Black, well done to you.
Good on you. Likewise, Tomo. Well caught, boys.
And speaking of Blues, congratulations to Bryce Gibbs and a terrific gesture by his former teammates in Mark Murphy and Simpson for carrying him off the ground. He traded jumpers with Simo at the end, and that's what footy's all about.
In fact, we better get a word from you about Bryce Gibbs, his retirement, because you played against his dad.
Played against his dad, Ross. He was a back pocket rocket for Glenelg at the Bays, and lived on the same street in Woodville as his dad, and knew Bryce since he was, you know, bouncing on his dad's knee. So, good kid, good player, terrific guy. And a terrific career. Well done. Two great careers with two clubs.
Yeah, and of course, Ben Stratton and Paul Puopolo will wave goodbye, Hawks fans, to two of your premiership stars. They played, Ben Stratton reached 200 games. Poppy finished 5 games short, but won 3 flags. Tremendous player, real coach's favourite in that premiership run for the mighty Hawthorn Footy Club. They finished their season against the Gold Coast Suns, who are very good tonight, very brave, didn't drop off at all, and I think we can definitely say now that the Gold Coast Suns have improved, Simon Black, in this season.
Oh, significantly. In all three areas of the ground, their defence, their midfield and their forward setup has been a stark improvement. They don't concede as many points this year as they had, significantly less, and they look more potent going forward as well. So genuine improvement they've made, which has been great. They've re-signed a lot of players this year, so they have had a growth year. Obviously, haven't won as many games as they'd like, but they've been in the contest for longer throughout games, so they've been greatly improved this year.
Yeah, I reckon next year, another summer of development. I reckon the expectation will be finals going into season 2021, and that's what the Magpies will be doing this year, is playing finals at different points of the season. Look like they might miss out, but now they've got their big guns firing at the right time of the year. Adam Treloar back tonight, had plenty of the footy. He looked great. Scott Pendlebury, a captain's performance after quarter time, inserted himself where he needed to. Jordan Degowie, 4 goals 2, probably could have kicked 7, but tonight he led the Magpies to a 22-point win for the final time. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Review for Amy.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.